let repeat. Let's see, what time we got? Well, you only got it one more minute before the next public hearing. 6:55, so we're going to call the second public hearing to order, and this is the annexation of property to the city of Clinton. Please call roll.
Wise.
Present.
Ellinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Here.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Here.
Cerulik is absent.
Okay. John, we'll turn this hearing over to you if you don't mind.
Okay. So this particular special meeting comes as an annexation of a property that is desired to be annexed. I believe there's some development that might potentially happen on the property, hence the request for the annexation. For you, the reason why this has been set tonight is for a annexation agreement, which I've circulated to you all, which indicates the rules and regulations, so to speak, of the property being annexed. Most notably, that what it will be annexed as, and for the undeveloped sections, that they'll be able to continue their agricultural use, provided they have the necessary setbacks. And for the issues in regards to utilities and sewage, things of that nature, to be considered as the property becomes developed, and we'll take care of those issues at that point in time. This hearing is mandated by law within the respective statutory guidelines for notice. This was published in the paper. Letters went out to the respective entities. So in order to proceed on the annexation, we have to have this hearing to provide the public an opportunity to ask questions or object and hear their objections. And you guys could, you're not making a vote on this at this particular time, because I believe you see later on your agenda for the regular meeting that there's going to be several ordinances that are going to be going on file. But this is just for the public to have their opportunity, because it's been published in the paper, to have their opportunity to come in, and especially for the neighboring properties of the property being annexed, to come in and say their piece, so to speak. So I'll turn it over to you guys at this point in time.
Okay. Any members of the council have any questions or comments? No. Any members of the audience have any questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, I guess we'll entertain a motion to adjourn the hearing.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Please call roll.
Ellinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Cerulik's absent.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. And we've got
a couple minutes
before the council meeting.
Everything else.
There it is.
Help me there, nice. Get your butt in the truck.
Okay.
7:00.
We'll call the meeting to order and ask everybody to stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carol, would you please call the roll?
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ellinger?
Here.
Cerulik's absent.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, the next one. Nobody signed up for public participation. The approval of minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the preceding council meeting?
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any comments? So please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Yes.
a yes, actually. It was actually a yes.
Motion's carried.
It was actually a yes.
Wow.
I'll get there.
I started it.
Yeah, you did it.
Me better.
It was all Kenny's fault for once.
Okay, the next one is the reading of the bills.
Can we present for that, too?
General Administration, $26,816.26. Economic Development, $289.51. Police, $24,962.94. Fire, $7,472.24. Street, $8,780.84. Parks, $11,417.87. Public Health and Safety, $30,360.96. Police and Fire Commission, $375. Garbage, $81.03. Cemetery, $9,955.58. Water Operations, $37,469.21. Sewer Operations, $4,381.69. Water Deposits, $1,000. Clinton Sanitary District, $44,100.76. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $572,660.94.
Well, and for approval of the bills and payroll?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Okay, motion's carried. Let's see, report, the mayor is gone. Report under his thing, I just would like to say, he and I rode together in the Christmas parade, and we were both very appreciative of the job that Marion Brizard has done for so many years, probably better than 30 years, organizing that parade and the amount of time that she puts into that every year. And then in a related manner, those decorations on the square were fantastic.
Done a real good job.
Yeah, all the really did.
Everybody come together and took care of that.
Okay, report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
I don't have much. The leaf vacuuming is still going on. They've been through town several times. Starting tomorrow, we'll make our final run through. After that, anybody who wants leaves picked up, they have to be put in the bags. We'll pick them up, and we'll pick up bags all through the year. I mean, the winter, even though we're not picking up brush, if you have something and you put it in a bag, put it out, we'll pick it up. And if you don't put it in the bags, you can take it also out to the yard waste facility. So, in which you'll see down here before long on the file, we are going to be grinding also again to make it the second time this year. So, that's all I have.
Okay, report from the Department of Public Property.
I don't have a whole lot. It seemed like every time I do have something, it's something kind of odd and different, but they're still working on just odds and ends at the plant. Kelly's been working on a couple of contactors and different things just to keep everything running. But and I lose track of time, but here just in the past, we had a problem with where the water main comes down Mulberry Street and then cuts over there by the cemetery. It goes underneath the creek and goes over and feeds the houses there west of that bridge, all along, whatever street, Woodlawn Street, there we go. That thing is underneath a bunch of trees and stuff. I wasn't privy to when that got put in there. That had been a long time ago. And it has trees growing right over the top of it. It broke right directly underneath a bunch of roots. We had to Steve was around. They had the sandbag street department. You might even have been involved in that.
No.
All around it so we could get it where the water wasn't coming in to fix it and clamp it. It decided to start to leak again just this last week. And what we're looking at is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to look at getting some work, preliminary work done to change that. Come up on the hill reroute it around and go back through, but that'll be something we're going to have to get a different crew to do. That's not something that we will be doing, taking it correct and underneath the creek. But we're going to start looking at a couple of companies, Bodine, get a couple of estimates on what that's going to take to reroute that and take it back under there, get it inside of a sleeve and get it corrected, because if it ever breaks with all those trees, you'd have to rip out a cluster of about 5 trees just to be able to get that thing where we could fit on both ends, and then right in the creek to boot. So it's just not a good, safe thing to be doing, and we're going to be looking at that. That's going to be a not a cheap operation to do, but it's going to be the way it's going to have to be done. So we're looking into it. Lloyd's looking at getting a couple of contractors come in, take a look, and give us an idea of what it's going to take to do that. So that'll be coming up and be something that'll be done this spring, because I don't want to leave it any longer. Hopefully, knock on wood, it'll stay okay, because it's at least 3 years, 4 years since that happened. But they had to get in there and actually cut the root system with a chainsaw, block it. It was quite a deal. I'm just lucky enough we could get it without having to rip out those things and doing some real damage. So, and then being people without water for quite a while. So that'll be something we're going to do, just preventive maintenance to make sure that we don't have that happen. So, but other than that, I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. I'm like you. The Christmas parade was awesome. I think it had a really good turnout. Supposed to rain and it didn't. Walking around and getting to talk and see everybody, it was really a very good time. And I thought it was an excellent parade. It was a long parade with a lot of entries, and I think they did a real good job. And then next part of that is I just hope everybody else has had as much fun as I did with it. I enjoy it. I just don't have the capability of not having a good time walking and talking to the kids. So anyway, that's all I have.
Report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
I've only got one thing under this section. As you've seen, Blake got called out on fire call. But we just received notice from the Department of Natural Resources that we were awarded a grant of COVID money that was just now gave to us. Mm-hmm. But it's a 50-50 match. It's for $10,000, and it's for turnout gear, which Stephen, I think he can verify that we have several pair that are getting ready to go bad, and they have a 10-year life. So it's up to you guys if you want to take advantage of this grant. It'll cost us $10,000, and they'll pay $10,000. We can buy $20,000 of turnout gear. If not, we just lose it. So I just need a consensus from you guys if you want to go for it.
Turnout gear is expensive.
Yeah, it's about, what, $2,000 a set, Stephen?
Price increase this year is $3,000.
Yeah, it's went up quite a bit, so.
I'd say if you get a grant, this money will.
Yeah, so for every one we buy, we're going to get an extra one, so. Yeah.
I can comment to that. Okay. From Blake. He came into my office today and talked to me, and the reason that it wasn't in this year's budget is they had gone for this grant in last year's budget, and it's through IDNR, right?
Right.
They ran out of funding last year. They just got their COVID, their federal COVID money, and that's how they came up with extra funding and notified these guys that, hey, if you still want the grant, it's there. But that's why we didn't have it in our budget this year, because we didn't know we were getting it. We thought we'd already lost it.
Right.
So
we do have the money, though, to cover it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of a surprise to us, but, you know, if we don't take advantage of it, we just lose it. So
need to lose it.
If you guys think it's good, we'll go ahead and move forward with it.
Definitely.
Okay. Ben, did you have anything? Okay. And we have a couple items on down under unfinished, but that's all I have.
Report from the Department of Accounts and Finances. I don't have anything other than the tax levy. So going down to unfinished business, the first one is the annual levy.
Yeah.
So you have a series of...
Okay, I'll just do one at a time. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1562, Black Property, ordinance number 1563, Clark Property, ordinance number 1564, Ryan Property, an ordinance abating taxes for certain territory in the city of Clinton, Illinois.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
Hey, motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Okay. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1565, an ordinance increasing tax rate for street and bridge purposes, and ordinance 1566, an ordinance levying tax for street lighting purposes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Motion carried. Next one.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1567 and ordinance number 1568, an ordinance increasing tax rate for water fund purposes.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1569, an ordinance levying tax for working cash purposes.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1570, annual levy ordinance.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Motion approved. Okay. Now.
Okay. Next is the.
What do we got next here?
Purchase of the pagers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Danny, this is an ordinance for the purchase of the pagers.
Motion to approve the purchase of 43 pagers for the fire department from Bectech Inc. in the amount of $20,000.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Steven, you want to say anything about this, where funds come from or anything?
This is 100% paid grant through IEMA, mainly because of the power plant. And it's a total of $23,000 for the whole grant. $20,000 of it has to be spent on pagers. And then there's some other that they pay for, like our fire tech response and some office supplies and such.
Thank you.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Motion carried. All right. Now, we got several items of new business.
Okay. On file, we have ordinance authorizing execution of annexation agreement. A petition for annexation, ordinance annexing certain territory to the city of Clinton, grind and haul brush, $12,800, and grind and haul leaves, $17,600 at the yard waste, from R&R Services of Illinois, Inc., $30,400. Of a purchase of a printer copier for the police department, Watts Copy Systems, $4,271.50.
Okay, we'll show those placed on file. And that is the rest of the business that's been on the agenda. So entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Bed back.